Joining us is Mark Sommer. He wrote a book called Rocky Colavito, and it's Cleveland's iconic slugger. And boy, if you just think of baseball and home runs in the 50s and 60s, and the guy who sort of captivated the fans during that period of time was Rocky Colavito of the Cleveland Indians. So, Mark, a pleasure having you on the show. Tell us about Rocky Colavito and why you wrote a book about him.
Well, first, hi, Marty, and thanks for having me on the show. I was a kid who grew up in the 60s, became aware of baseball when Rocky actually was playing for the Kansas City Athletics. And he was one of my favorite players. I think, you know, his name is one of the coolest names, Rocky Colavito. I liked the way he held his bat up high. I used to do that when I played baseball, though nothing close to the same results. And flash forward a whole many years later, till a couple of years ago, and I was online Googling different things, like, you know, like we do, and I looked up Rocky, and I hadn't heard his name in a long time. You know, it seems to me maybe that there had been perhaps a period of estrangement with the Indians, and I wondered why he wasn't in the Hall of Fame, just like a lot of questions as I was looking him up online. And then I looked to see how many books have been written about him over the years, because I read one when I was 13 years old. I actually used some of my bar mitzvah money and didn't tell my parents, and ordered the book and got the book. So to my surprise, that was still the only book that had been written about Rocky, and that came out in 1966. So, you know, that got the wheel spinning. Rocky Colavito was one of the great baseball players, one of the great kind of golden eras of baseball. And as you know, Marty, there were, you know, from Willie Mays to Mickey Mantle to Hank Aaron, Frank Robinson, Bob Allison, there were just so many terrific power-hitting ball players. And yet in a period between 1958 and 1962, none of them hit more home runs than Rocky. When he retired, he was number 15 all-time and number third all-time for American League right-handed batters. So it just seemed to me that since the only other book had come out when he was still an active player with a few years to go, the time was overdue to re-examine Rocky's career.
Well, the thing I remember about him, Mark Sommer is with us, S-O-M-M-E-R. The book is put out by McFarland, so absolutely check it out. And, of course, our David up at the Book Tree in Montclair has a relationship with McFarland and Gary Mitchum, and we could always get the book from David in Montclair, so check it out. All right, but Rocky Colavito, when did I become aware of him? I guess he was a good friend of Herb Score, who was the great Cleveland Indian left-hander who was hit in the eye by a line drive by Gil McDougall. Now, Herb Score was going to be the new Sandy Koufax before Koufax became Koufax. That's how good Score was, and I'll never forget when he was hit on the eye by the line drive, and of course, Score never really recovered. He got his eyesight back, but the arm was never the same. But the first one to comfort him was Rocky Colavito, his best friend, and I think that's the first time I kind of became aware of Rocky Colavito.
Rocky's best friend in baseball was Herb Score. And by the way, I have to point out something that I also, like everyone else, thought it was the line drive from Gil McDougall that hit Herb Score in the eye and is believed to have really prematurely ended his career for all intents and purposes. What Rocky insists, and says that Herb said this to him, is that it wasn't what did it. That Herb came back the next year, was pitching great, but hurt his arm on a mound in Washington, D.C., and then re-injured that same arm on the same mound several weeks later. And Rocky insists it was that pitching mound, not the line drive from Gil McDougall, that led to his pitching downfall. The two of them were very close. They were both Catholic. They would go to church together. They would just hang out all the time. They even prayed for each other. Very, very close friends, and remained close friends until Herb's death in the early 2000s.
So Rocky's this great hitter. He's hitting 40 home runs. Cleveland loves him, and Cleveland is in a pennant race in 59 with the White Sox, and the go-go White Sox beat the Indians. And then all of a sudden in spring training the next year, and I'll never forget this. It was the end of spring training, and just put it in perspective of today's world, the end of spring training. And the Cleveland Indians traded Rocky Colavito to the Tigers for Harvey Keene, who was the batting champion. They felt they wanted Harvey Keene as shortstop, and the Tigers took Rocky, and Cleveland never, ever, ever forgave the trade.
It's known as the curse of Colavito, isn't it?
Yeah.
After that trade, for 34 years in a row, the Indians were the picture of futility. Never once did they even challenge for a pennant. It's the most, arguably the most controversial trade in baseball history. The Indians had surged in attendance by 834,000 from the year before. As you point out, the Indians were back in a pennant race since September before losing out to the White Sox. Rocky had co-led the league, the American League, in home runs. He was one home run shy of leading the league the year before. In 58 and 59, hit more home runs and knocked in more runs than Willie Mays and Mickey Mantle. And he was only 26 years old. He was beloved by Cleveland fans and an absolute Italian-American icon. And then the trade happened. Harvey Keene was a really good ball player. At the time, he had the second highest career average, second only to Ted Williams among active players. But he was kind of zero on the charisma scale.
Well, it'd be like trading Kristen Yelich for Corey Seager or something like that. You know, it'd be like taking Kristen Yelich out of Milwaukee and trading him for a shortstop, Nick Ahmed or something. No, maybe better than that. But for a player like that, and it rocked the world. I mean, it rocked the baseball world, and I'll never forget that. But Rocky ended up with the Yankees. He pitched. He had a great arm, one of the great arms that I always remember. What did you like best about writing the book? What did you learn that people say, heck, that's a book I want to read?
Well, I learned that he was a picture of consistency as a ball player, and he was also the kind of guy that I think fans would like to see ballers are. You know, he had this reputation, and other ball players backed this up. I talked to 21 of his former teammates, 14 of them with the Cleveland Indians, and 201, they talked about what a gentleman he was, what a considerate ball player, the kind of guy who would go up to a rookie and say, hey, let's go have a catch. The kind of guy who signed autographs after games until the last fan got an autograph. It did it game after game. So he just was, he had a kind of character that, that was really admirable. You know, he modeled himself after the Bay Area's own Joe DiMaggio, and grew up 20 blocks from Yankee Stadium in the Bronx. And so Joe DiMaggio was that kind of guy, and Rocky wanted to be like that too, and Rocky was.
Very good. Well, the book is terrific. There's good pictures in the book. He was friendly with Roger Maris. He ended up with the Kansas City A's with Charlie Finley for a while, which always is an interesting chapter about his life with Charlie Finley. But, you know, it's, as I said, there's certain names. Vida Blue. And by the way, Vida Blue, happy birthday today. It's his 70th birthday today. Happy birthday, Vida. There's certain names.
One of my all-time favorite baseball names. I'm glad you said Vida Blue.
Yeah. Yep. And Rocky's right there. When you say Rocky Colavito, if you like baseball and you look back on, the sluggers who Pitt played during the Cepeda era of the great moments of those times of the 50s and 60s, Rocky, you just say Rocky Colavito and everybody knows what you who you're talking about. So I like it. I think it's great. I'm glad you did it, and I hope you have a lot of success with it.
Thank you. If I can just mention, if anyone Please. Has trouble finding the book at a bookstore, they can just go to RockyColavitoBiography.com. It will get the book.
Perfect. Now, is that your site or is that?
It's my site. I'll sign the copy as well and get it out, ASAP to people.
Terrific. Say it again so people can write it down.
RockyColavitoBiography.com.
Perfect. Very good. Well, congratulations. I think you know it's nice to write a book about sort of a childhood hero. We've had some people on who have done that. And this is one of those good guys of baseball. I got to ask Dwayne Kuiper if I talk to Dwayne a little bit about, because, of course, he played for the Indians, and I'm sure he knows Colavito very, very well, what he meant to the Indians. But I appreciate you being on.
Thank you, Marty. It's all my pleasure.
Very good. Okay, enjoy it. All right. We will take a break.